In 2013, when Zappos CEO Tony Hsieh introduced Holacracy to eliminate hierarchy throughout his 1,500-person company, the business world watched intently. 5 years later, the transformation remained incomplete, with significant employee resistance and turnover. Was this a failure? Not according to the Loop Approach creators. This apparent setback simply demonstrates that meaningful organizational change is complex, non-linear, and requires patience. We're witnessing the greatest organizational upheaval since the Industrial Revolution. Rigid hierarchies giving way to flexible, network-like structures. This shift is happening because today's professionals demand meaning and autonomy. Hierarchical pyramids respond too slowly in competitive markets, and our world desperately needs purpose-driven organizations to address humanity's greatest challenges. Think about how information flows in traditional companies. Frontline employees notice market changes first, but information crawls up the chain of command before decisions trickle back down. By then, opportunities have vanished. This isn't just inefficient, it's existentially threatening in today's fast-paced environment. The pyramid thrived when business models could remain unchanged for decades, but that world no longer exists. The Loop Approach distills wisdom from numerous organizational theories into 12 core principles that form a coherent mindset for transformation. At its heart lies autonomy and self-organization, empowering teams to make decisions independently while maintaining alignment through shared purpose. This purpose orientation provides both identity and guidance through uncertainty, offering stability beyond what short-term goals can provide. Self-responsibility means taking full ownership of thoughts, feelings, and actions. You are the transformation. Change begins with overcoming harmful thinking patterns and making incremental improvements within your circle of influence. Solution orientation shifts from rewarding problem finding to celebrating solution creating, manifesting in language like, "I observe this problem and propose to fix it like so." Transparency replaces information hoarding with radical openness, recognizing that in complex systems, it's impossible to predict what information will be needed, where, and when. Thinking in continuous iterations embraces shipped is better than perfect, constant experiments and incremental progress when in a complex, changing world. The distinction between roles and souls allows one person to fulfill different functions in different contexts, enabling more flexible authority distribution. Other principles include ego to self transition, serving the organization's higher purpose rather than maneuvering for promotions, tension-based work, transforming feelings of something could be better into engines for improvement, and distributed leadership, enabling experts with relevant knowledge to make quick decisions. The Loop Approach organizes transformation around three interconnected modules, forming a continuous cycle. Clarity forms the essential foundation by helping teams define their purpose and understand each member's unique skills. This begins with the purpose playoffs, a pragmatic method for teams to answer, "What are we needed for?" and "What gets me out of bed to go to work?" Teams create a stakeholder map, identifying everyone they create value for, then systematically brainstorm what specific value they provide to these stakeholders. After establishing purpose clarity, the focus shifts to creating transparency around team members' skills and strengths. This aligns with Peter Drucker's philosophy that the task of leadership is to create an alignment of strengths, making a system's weaknesses irrelevant. The final component involves distributing authority through clearly defined roles. Unlike traditional jobs, roles may occupy only part of someone's time, with employees holding multiple roles simultaneously based on their capabilities and interests. The results module builds on this foundation, focusing on translating intentions into tangible outcomes through personal effectiveness and proper tension management. The approach introduces David Allen's Getting Things Done methodology for self-management and establishes four spaces for resolving tensions: operational, everyday work; governance, revising roles and structures; individual, personal development; and tribe, relationships between team members. The Evolution module addresses how teams can develop internal capabilities to solve inevitable organizational problems without external consultants. This requires high adaptability, the ability to dynamically change team structure, and conflict competence, skills for effective feedback and conflict resolution. The governance meeting serves as a crucial complement to operational meetings, creating dedicated space for teams to work on the organization instead of in it. These sessions enable teams to make complex decisions about roles, responsibilities, and policies that shape how work gets done. For addressing the relational dimension of work, nonviolent communication provides teams with a shared language for addressing interpersonal tensions. This approach shifts focus from conflicting strategies to identifying underlying needs through four concrete steps: observation, describing specific events without judgment; feelings, identifying emotional responses; needs, articulating underlying needs; and requests, making specific, actionable requests. Teams that master these tools develop remarkable resilience and adaptability, enabling them to navigate complex challenges while maintaining strong relationships and high performance. While the loop approach is team-based, larger transformations require additional planning. Successful transformation demands full leadership support. Leaders must understand the need for change, stay informed about progress, and model new behaviors themselves. When executive-level buy-in is difficult, start with smaller islands, autonomous teams willing to embrace change with supportive leadership. As these teams experience positive results, curiosity spreads. Resistance often emerges from middle management, who've invested years mastering organizational politics. The solution is treating these leaders with appreciation and empathy, offering alternative paths to success, and maintaining open dialogue. Some people will never embrace transformation, which is normal. Those who sense a fundamental mismatch should leave, making the resulting minor exodus part of a healthy transformation. External consultants can only provide impulses. Real transformation must come from within through strong internal change agents. Communication is crucial. Top leadership must regularly share both successes and challenges honestly. When inevitable setbacks occur, treating them as learning opportunities maintains trust. The transformation of work isn't some distant possibility. It's happening now in organizations worldwide. Companies like Spotify, Netflix, and Google are already pioneering models emphasizing flexibility, autonomy, and rapid adaptation. The signs are evident in multiple trends: the rise of remote work, project-based teams, continuous learning, and the growing importance of emotional intelligence in leadership. Remember not to take this too seriously. See it as a fun challenge and enjoy yourself. Transformation happens through many small decisions made by capable people already in your organization. It's a continuous process of learning, discarding old assumptions, and finding sensible next steps. As we move from the age of machines to the age of organisms, our organizations must evolve from mechanical hierarchies to living, network-like structures. This shift is already visible in how successful organizations handle innovation, decision-making, and talent development. The loop approach provides not a destination, but a journey of continuous improvement toward organizations that better serve both their members and the world. Creating environments where experimentation is encouraged, failure is seen as learning, and purpose drives decision-making at every level.